In August of last year, a pharmacist in Kansas City named Robert Courtney was charged with dispensing diluted drugs to cancer patients. Hundreds of people may have been given solutions containing only a fraction of the chemotherapy drugs prescribed by their doctors. Courtney is set to go to trial in March. We asked Mike Casey of the Kansas City Star to tell us how the case proceeded this past year.
In the indictment, it mentions 8 patients, and we don't know who they are. However, in addition to the criminal indictment, there is a 175 lawsuits that have been filed here against Courtney, alleging that he diluted the drugs and that these posed problems for the number of people who were treated by the oncologist.
Courtney is facing 20 federal charges. How does that square with 175 civil lawsuits against him?
Well, the FBI's investigation of Courtney has been pretty narrow in the sense of what's resulted in the charges. Those only deal with one oncologist and 8 patients and some undercover buys that were done by the FBI. The FBI said that they would not file any additional charges until the current trial is resolved. But in addition to the 2 drugs, this was Gemzar and Taxol, which are chemotherapy drugs, in all now the federal authorities suspect that up to 9 drugs could be, patients could have received diluted drugs.
It has been said that Robert Courtney said that he did this for reasons of greed, to make money.
That's right. That's revealed in some of the court records. He told federal authorities that he did it out of greed. Also, records say that he did it to help pay off his taxes. He owed about $600,000 in back taxes. And in addition, to make good on a final $300,000 amount of money that he owed his church for its building fund.
He had made in a total of a $1 million pledge to that building fund?
Right. He made a $1 million pledge in the building fund. I think the last installment of it was to be $333,000.
Is the FBI finding any other cases of drug dilution in the area?
Well, actually, back in December, they suspected another person may be involved in dilutions that occurred at Courtney's Pharmacy in Miriam, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. And they haven't identified who that person is. And the drugs at that facility were ones that are used in, for fertility treatments for women.
What has been, Mr. Casey, the sort of overall effect on the medical population and people in general in Kansas City about this particular case?
Well, I think that people in general, I mean, if you talk to people on the street as this case has unfolded, have been shocked. They've been horrified and angered by the allegations. You talk to various pharmacists, and they say that their customers are more wary of them. Some of them even saying, you know, they want to see the pills that are dispensed to them and things of that nature. So it's truly shaken the confidence of people in the Kansas City area, in doctors and in the pharmacists. The trust has had to be rebuilt by the professionals.
Mr. Casey, thank you.
Okay.
Mike Casey, assistant editor with the Kansas City Star.